Good morning, everyone. I hope your day's off to a great start. I want to welcome each and every one of you to another episode of our EBC Prior Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Victoria Haddad, First Lady and co-pastor of the Elion Bible Church Apostolic in New Jersey. God have been good to us. And today we want to thank him for being our Lord, our God, and our Savior. Our scripture today will be taken from Psalms 34, verse 8. And it reads, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him." I want to remind us today that God is our refuge and strength. He's a God who is able to keep us safe from danger seen and unseen. He's a God who will help us withstand everything and every trouble that come our way if we just surrender to him. So we want to give God thanks, realizing that we can be unmovable and always abound in him if we trust him. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to give you thanks. Lord, we want to praise you. God, we want to honor you and glorify your holy name. Father, we thank you for another day that you have made. We realize, God, that this day we are here because of your love and your grace and your mercy towards us. We thank you for another day, God. And as we come before you, we are asking you, God, for your will to be done in our life. God, we know you are our refuge. We know that you are our strength. We know in you, God, we can become the people of God you destined for us to become. Help us, God, not to wander away from you. Help us to stay in you, in your will, and become, Lord God, surrender to you so your will can be done in our life. Remember that you, help us to remember that you are our refuge, God. And as we read the scriptures, Lord, you say we should taste and see that the Lord is good. Help us to see that you are a good God. Help us to understand that you are God who have always been there for us. You have given us help when we need help. You have been our social worker, God, our Lord, our God, our Savior, our Redeemer, the one who God sacrificed for us more than we even sacrifice for ourselves. And Lord, I thank you for reminding us today that all we need to do is submit to you and taste and see how good you are. You have been a good God for us. We are living this day because of your greatness, because of your love. Help us to stay in your will, stay in your anointing, stay in your presence. Stay, God, at the place you desire for us to stay so that your will can be done in us, God. Help us to submit to you. So, God, you can take charge of us. And God, help us to remember that in you, God, all things are possible. Oh, Father God. And that's why you're reminding us to taste and see how good you have been to us. You have been a great Savior. God, you are better to us than we have even been for ourselves. And as we go through this day, God, I'm praying for everyone who are listening to this podcast, God, help them to submit to you, surrender to you. Oh, Father God, understand that you are God who care and love and understand all of us, God. Help us to submit to you, surrender to you. Let your will be done in our lives. Help us to know that you are a good God, a good Savior, a good Lord, and a good Redeemer. Oh, Father God, we're asking you today, God, to bless each and every one of us, God, and help us take refuge in you, to understand, God, that you are our refuge and our strength, a God who is able to keep us safe from danger seen and unseen, and God, a God who is able to help us to withstand every trouble, every problem that comes our way, a God who is able to do for us that we cannot even do for ourselves. And Lord, we thank you for that. And we ask you, Lord God, to intervene in our life. Help us to stay rooted and grounded in you. Help us to remember your words. Remember your promises. Remember that you are God who is able to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Help us to stay in your will. Help us to stay rooted and grounded in you. Help us to remember the promises that you have made and the love that you have given to us, God. Help us to remember, God, in the cause of your grace and your mercy while we are here today. Help us to remember that there's nothing impossible for God. There's nothing that you cannot do in our life. Help us to surrender to you. Help us to grow in you. Help us to become more like you. Help us to let go of the things that are not good and cleave to you, God, because you have been a good God. You are more to us than we can ever be to ourselves, the Savior, the Lord, the God, and the Redeemer. And so, Father God, we are asking you today, God, to remember, Lord God, all that you have done for us. Remember, God, how far you have brought us from. Remind us, Lord Jesus, Father God, of everything that you have done for us, God. And as we go through this day, help us not to get caught up in the things of this day and lose focus on you. But as we go through this day, God, help us to remember that you are our love. You are our steadfast love. You are God who cares. You are our refuge. You are our strength. And we can have a good day today if we remember that we can take refuge in you. We can have a good day today if we remember, God, we can be, you are our strength. We can be strong. We can encourage ourselves, uplift ourselves, motivate ourselves, and grow more in you. And so, Lord God, give us strength. Give us courage. And Lord God, help us as we go through this day not to forget who you are, not to forget that you are Lord, you are God, you are Savior, you are Redeemer. Help us not to forget that there's nothing impossible for you. We can be steadfast. We can be rooted. We can be grounded in you, God. Help us, God, to keep on praying. Help us, God, to keep on trusting you. Help us, God, to surrender to you. And God, have our refuge and strength in you, God, because you are God. You say we should taste and see how good you are. Will God help us to surrender to you and taste of your goodness, taste of you as our Lord, our God, surrender to you so we can see the goodness of God taking place in our life. Oh God, help us to bless you, take refuge in you, encourage ourselves to not surrender to the things of this world, but to surrender to you, because greater is you, God, we said it in us than we in the world. Help us, Lord Jesus, to know we can have steadfast love in you if we surrender to you, because there's none like you, God. None could even compare to you. None, Jesus, because you have been so good. And so, God, we thank you for another day and for another privilege to pray and another privilege, God, to call upon you. And, Lord, we are praying for everyone who are in need this morning and everyone who are listening to this podcast. We are praying, God, that they will have steadfast love in you, that they will surrender to you. We all will, God, will take refuge in you, knowing that you are God of strength, a God who have the power to do abundantly above all that we could ever ask and think of. Help us to have good joy in you because you have been good to us. We thank you for another day and another moment to pray. And as we go through the rest of this day, Lord, go with us. Encourage us, uplift us, keep us safe, and let your will be done in us, through us, and for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 I want to encourage all of you who are listening to this podcast. Just remember, God is good, and we can have courage and upliftment in the Lord if we start surrendering to him and have refuge in him. So have a great day. Thank you for listening to this podcast. And I hope to see you log on next tomorrow and have another great prayer podcast. Have a great day. Bye-bye.